We've been working our way through Hebrews. Earlier you heard from Hebrews 13, verse 5. Let me read from the very beginning of the verse. Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, never will I leave you and never will I forsake you. The words, never will I leave you or never will I forsake you, are actually a quote. They were spoken by Moses as the Israelites were standing on the right on the edge of the promised land, about to move into that land, and they were also facing a change of leadership. Moses was going to soon be dying, going to heaven, and Joshua was going to be taking his place. So there were uncertainties before them. They were about to leave the wilderness and move into all of this. Now, that's not exactly the same. What they were facing isn't exactly the same as starting school, but there are some similarities. Change was in the air. There were some quote-unquote battles to be fought, and they wondered if they were up to the task. And they knew that what lay before them wasn't necessarily pretty. Remember, it had melted the hearts of 10 of the spies who 40 years earlier visited there and just felt like they didn't have what it took. Moses was giving his sort of his final words to his people, and he says this little, God will never leave you nor forsake you, just as the writer of the book of Hebrews is in his last chapter, chapter 13, as he gives this quote also there again. And he talks about money at the beginning of the verse. He tied it with the admonition to be free from the love of money, because God will always be with you. God won't forsake you. God will never leave you. He will take care of us, plain and simple. Now, this morning we've been spending a lot of time on the school thing, kids going back to school. Why is that? Why are we making such a big deal about that? Parents, why do you make a big deal about that? Hopefully we're all aware of the significance of that, why we do that. We don't do that because of the reason that most of the people in the world would give. The world says get a good education so you can get a salary that pays a whole lot of money, so that if you get a high salary, you get a lot of money, you can retire in middle age, and that's what life is all about. And they are so wrong. That is so wrong. Those who live for Jesus know how misguided and hollow the rewards of self-centered and an idolatrous life, how hollow that is, because God is not at the center. When those are, when that's your worldview, it's striving to climb to the top of the wrong ladder. Instead, I encourage you students to join all the rest of us in a lifelong process of developing your mind and your heart so that you can serve the Lord with excellence and you can serve Him where He wants you to serve. That's what success in life looks like. Doing what God wants you to do with all of your heart. It doesn't get any better than that. Parents, do you take this word to heart, that God will not leave nor forsake your children? Make sure that you're encouraging them to settle for no less than God's best for them, okay? If that's to be a doctor or a lawyer, okay, but if not, whatever it is, encourage them to do what God wants them to do. And young people, you, make sure that you're taking God's word to heart, that He's not going to leave you or forsake you. Get the best education you can, but more important than that, cultivate a hunger to be learning and growing for all the right reasons for as long as you live. You are on the adventure of your life, and you want to give God the very best of your, you want to serve Him to the very best of your ability with everything that you have. The Lord will be your helper. He will. He will get you through those things, those challenges, those things that come. What makes all the difference in life is who is with us. And God will be with you. God will be with you. Closing song, Mary.